Okay. Let's see, item 655, please.
Request of Gerald Fittipaldi and Soren Impe to address council regarding Portland bicycle infrastructure, neighborhood greenways, and downtown bike routes.
Come on up, please.
We'd actually asked for Jessica Engelman and Soren to go first, so I think there was a little bit of a mix-up.
Okay, sure. You can call the others, too, and we'll just do them in whatever order you'd like.
656, right. Request of Jessica Engelman and Marissa DeMol to address council regarding Bike Loud PDX, bicycle infrastructure enhancements for downtown.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Jessica Engelman, and I'm a member of Bike Loud PDX. I am here today to express the deep sadness, anger, frustration, and fear that pedestrians and cyclists are starting to feel in the city. On May 9th, the conversation was that our city streets aren't safe and somebody might get hurt. A month later, the conversation is now, well, who's it going to be next? Is it going to be a young child who gets killed or maimed? Is it going to be a friend of mine? Is it going to be me? Here in Portland, we have the data, the know-how, and the creativity to design streets that are safe for all users, drivers included. The only reason that we don't is because of misplaced priorities. Every time that PBOT comes back to us and says that we're not going to implement your safety infrastructure suggestion because it would require removing on-street parking, what they are literally telling us is that driver convenience is more important than our lives. I think it's very appropriate that you guys are discussing the Climate Action Plan today, because it'll give you a chance to think long and hard about how you plan on convincing drivers to give up their personal vehicles in favor of active transportation when cyclists and pedestrians today don't feel safe. Now, we're going to give you, as part of our handouts, a list of five simple asks that we think you could start implementing now. You don't have to wait for millions of dollars. You don't have to wait for a street fee. These are things that you could start implementing now with just a little paint, some enforcement, a change of attitude, and political will. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Soren Impe, and I'm here representing Bike Loud PDX and also as a Portlander. I'd like to thank the commissioners and mayor for letting me speak. Mark Angeles, Kirk Johnson, Ryan Egg, Renee Bates, Morgan Maynard Cook, James Carirolo, Catherine Rickson, Dustin Finney. The deaths of these people who live and work in Portland were preventable. As I stand here asking you to make safe roads a priority, I am not a special interest. Safe roads are a human right, our human right. Vision Zero is not a future goal. It is not a series of committee meetings. It is an ethical duty. The safety of people walking and cycling in our city should be a priority, but many Portlanders do not find our streets safe for cycling or walking. Cycling mode share has dropped 2 years in a row. Cycling to one of our largest employers, Portland State University, has plummeted. The League of American Bicyclists awarded Portland platinum status as a bike city, but downtown Portland lacks a single northbound bike facility. And our bridge connections dump people into dense rush hour traffic with no facility and very, very bad, dangerous pavement. So I want to contrast this with Seattle and San Francisco, who have built miles of protected bike lanes in their downtown areas and implemented bike share. It's time to stop treating the Portland bike and pedestrian plans like wish lists. The safety and comfort of people walking and biking should not take a backseat to maintenance. And I want to touch on reducing pollution, which is also a local and global health issue. I want to remind the mayor and commissioners that the Portland Climate Action Plan commits to reducing vehicle miles traveled by 30%. We're not on track to meet these goals now. And if we continue to prioritize convenience, parking, and traffic speed, we're going to fail to meet that goal. So Bike Loud PDX has provided you with a list of immediately feasible safety improvements based on the 2030 bike plan. We ask the city to implement these improvements as soon as possible and to provide an update on their implementation in around 4 weeks. We also ask that the mayor and commissioners commit to funding and following the bike, pedestrian, and climate action plans. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Very much. Call the other two then. Come on up.
Good morning.
Morning.
My name is Marisa Trujillo-Dumal. I want to thank you for seeing us today. I'm here to speak on behalf of student bike commuters to Portland State University. I ride my bike to class. I live in Northeast, so my commute is about 6 miles. My commute goes through neighborhood greenways, then down Vancouver, through the Rose Quarter, over Steel Bridge, Esplanade, 3rd, and then onto campus. And I want to tell you what my commute is because I want to give you an idea about the kind of impact that the funding, the $6 million bike funding, could have on the student bike commuters to PSU. I just want to mention that in 2010, there were 13% of bike commuters at PSU, and that fell to 7% last year. Hmm. Most students said that, well, 22% of the students polled, which is most of the bike yes people, said that improved routes to and from campus would actually make them more likely to commute. So that brings me back to my route. I start on neighborhood greenways, where I am passed by cars going over 25 miles an hour. I move over to Vancouver, which is really our only in and out route to Northeast. I have to go through the Fremont exit, which is very scary, especially during rush hour when freight and buses are coming through that area. And then I get to downtown. Now, coming into the city, it isn't as much of a problem because we have the NATO option and we have 3rd. But leaving the city at night, as I'm sure all of you know because you are right here sitting on 4th, is terrifying. 4th Avenue between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. is dense with traffic. Every type of vehicle, including bicycles, trying to weave through this road. I have been witness to multiple near misses. I have seen vehicles get screamed at by bikes just trying to get their attention so they don't get hit. And so I'm here asking you to please consider the 28,000 students at Portland State and the 2,500 bike commuters when you are allocating funding. We really want Portland to remain a platinum city, but right now most of us are too afraid of our ride home.
Hmm. Thank you. Morning.
Good morning. My name is Gerald Fittipaldi, and I'm representing Bike PSU. Some of my friends bike to campus. The ones who don't all say the same thing. I'm worried I would get hit. Portland has some great bike routes. We appreciate the city's hard work. Diverters on the 50s bikeway help me feel safe biking to campus. Two things stand in the way of inviting more to bike: gaps in Portland's bike network and aggressive drivers. The gaps are especially apparent leading to PSU, home to 6,400 employees and 28,000 students. That's more than double the number of OHSU, Portland's largest employer. When the politics of bike infrastructure get contentious, we of Bike PSU will give you the political will to make our streets safer. We've got your back. In the audience is Britt Graychik, incoming president of the Neuroscience Student Club at PSU. In April, Britt was hit by a reckless driver. She suffered injuries to her hip and spine. Britt has been brushed off when seeking action against the driver. Drivers let off the hook continue their reckless ways. Cars are 2-ton high-speed pieces of metal that kill 30,000 Americans every year when controlled recklessly. In 2012, 32 coffins were lowered in Portland due to traffic violence. Half were of people killed while walking or biking. Half. Safer street design and a zero-tolerance reckless driving policy are necessary for Vision Zero. We need your help. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Thank you all. All right.